The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Yippee-ki-yay right here. 8 o'clock. That's the third hour of four on a Tuesday, the 20th of September. That's 9/20/22. Right here on the George Show. You know, at 10 o'clock, a guy named Charlie Kirk, he's one of those big national dudes, takes over. And then he's followed at 11 by Dennis Prager, who's followed by a guy named Gorka. And then we go live and local. Deb Flora at 3. If you haven't yet had the chance to tune in, do it. But if you can't do it at 3, just listen to the podcast. Easy show. It's an hour. A lot of great information in there. And then we go live and local again with our buddy Stefan Tubes from 4 to 7. Now, I had talked about at the end of the last hour, one of the things as we head into this election cycle that I had been willing to try to move past. But whenever I have a conversation about Joe O'Day or Heidi Gnall or any of our other statewide elected wannabes out there, invariably, texts start coming in, emails start coming in from people saying, I can't vote for Joe O'Day because, and they give some answer that's usually related to either abortion, I get that every once in a while, but mostly, he said Trump shouldn't run for re-election, or he's not a Trump guy. And then I've also had people reach out and say, I think Heidi's closing the gap with Governor Polis because she has been labeled by the opposition as a Trumper, as a MAGA Republican. And to help us have that conversation, one of our frequent but also highly educated and super sweet callers, Joan from Lakewood. Joan, how are you?
Oh, I'm fine. Thank you very much for saying that. I appreciate you.
Yeah, thank you.
And I appreciate our conversations.
Tell me your perspective, because you're out there. I mean, you're in the trenches in Jefferson County fighting for November. What are you seeing and hearing?
Well, this past weekend, I was at the Summerfest in Clement Park, and there were four right-center Republican booths there to the one Democrat booth. And Ed Brady had his very own booth because we need to have him elected. But there were two booths that were paid for by the Jefferson County party. And then there was the We the Women booth. And all of the candidates came by. And one of the candidates that came by was Danny Moore.
Now, and Danny Moore is the lieutenant governor nominee running mate to Heidi. Yep.
And he is a lovely man and a strong conservative. And I got to know him when he was president of the redistricting commission. And they voted him off being the president when they discovered he was a Trump supporter. And he could have, like, caved to all the pressure he got about that, but he didn't, and he stood strong. And
tell me what that means. Tell me about the he stood strong thing. On what issue?
On what issue?
Yeah, when you said he stood strong, he stood strong in what way?
That he supported our president.
Okay.
And the Democrats seem to think that that's some kind of sin.
Well, they definitely want the issue to be about Trump.
You can vote for whoever you want to vote for, and you can support whoever you want to support. And that doesn't make you evil. But the Democrats are determined to make sure that you are called evil if you support any kinds of candidates that are not their candidate.
I don't disagree with that principled notion, but you know that's not how it works out in terms of public perception, and the Dems wouldn't be running these ads if they didn't think they would be effective. So when they try to tie Danny or Heidi to Trump, they're really trying to tie them to the stolen election and the classified documents at Mar-a-Lago and all of the other things that become distractions from the issues of real leadership.
Which are all fabrications. And we know that fabrications.
Which part are fabrications,
because
Joan?
They fabricated Russia.
Well, that,
and now it's
denier. Well, there it is. So, again, you have helped to make their point in this way. If you say, hey, the election really was stolen, and that's what Trump is then they're trying to tie Danny to the stolen election. They're trying to tie Heidi to the stolen election. And it doesn't matter what you and I think about it, because we know who we're going to vote for regardless, right? We're going to vote for Danny and Heidi and Joe O'Day and all that other stuff, is my sense. They're pitching.
But there are people out there,
yeah, go ahead,
who strongly believe that this election was stolen, and to have somebody they think probably is in the same line of thinking that they are, might make them more likely to vote.
But that's not why those ads are running. Those ads calling Heidi a MAGA Republican and all that, they're running those ads because they know, or at least they believe, that the unaffiliated voter in Colorado, that I know, Joan, you see, we have to win them if we're going to win these elections, right? We're not winning the Dems.
Got to
win. So they know that those ads most likely alienate those voters, that if they know nothing about Heidi except that she is a, quote, MAGA Republican, that's all they need to know, and they won't vote for her. What do you think about that?
Well, I can tell you what happened at Clement Park. So all these candidates were there, and then these two men came up who I sincerely believe were Democrats trying to cause difficulty so that they could film it and put it out in the media. And they started trashing the Republicans' principal's poster, and they were saying, how can you believe in this BS? And were just rude. And they started saying the Republican Party, because they now know that they have to make the people believe the Republican Party is the evil, not just Trump, but the Republican Party. And that's why Biden has been saying the MAGAs, because it's not just the party, the Trump. We have to smear everybody. So while I'm standing there, they started saying the Republican Party is the reason this country is in such problem, the Republican Party. And I yelled at the top of my lungs,
oh boy,
Biden, and walked away. And the entire group just froze, because they've never had anybody yell from the Republican Party. We don't yell.
Is it your sense that Danny is not shying away from the earlier association with the stolen election stuff? That he is like, no, I think the election was stolen. I mean, is that your sense?
I don't think he's embracing it.
Okay.
We don't have
Does
to
he
embrace
need to?
Any of it. We don't.
Should we reject it? I do. I'm just saying, should we, if we're running
for
office,
I
reject
it. But I don't think we should reject it either. You know, you be you. People tell me that I shouldn't even waste my breath talking to you.
To who? To me?
You're not worth, because you just have such strong opinions. But I'm okay with that, because you be you.
Yeah, well, that's a great point, Joan. And also, I don't expect to change your mind either, but I would love to continue to talk with you. I worry about the people that are in your ear saying that, because those are the people that are trying to end conversation and debate and all that stuff. They're just trying to say, you either agree with me or I'm done with you. That just can't be the way we get to victory, right? That can't be it.
Well, I think a certain percentage of people, especially independents, of the people that I talked to this weekend, their main concern was stroller mom issues. How are we going to get food on the table? How are we going to get gas?
Good.
How am I going to keep my job? This is a real, real thing, because if you look and listen to the economists about what's happening, and they have no clue. They had no clue how high the inflation rate was going to be. 90% of the economists predicted it would be lower, and it was just like, nope, that reduce inflation act is not working for you people.
Any thoughts about Joe O'Dea's campaign from this standpoint? Is there anything that you've heard so far that would cause you to not vote for him? Are you voting for Joe O'Dea? And if not, why not? If you are, why?
Okay. I am holding my nose and voting for Joe O'Dea. And the reason is because I believe in majorities. And this Friday, nationwide, they're rolling out a commitment program, and they're going to push really hard about what they're going to do, which is really important. You know, the way you get elected is to have people know your name and to tell them what you're going to do for them. And Polis is going to get elected because he hands out checks. He gives you money.
Well, okay, I'm glad that you said that, and I appreciate the hold your nose part. But when you hear other folks, and we've had texters in, even we've had these folks come in and say, I'm not going to vote for him. He's a rhino. It's just like voting for a Democrat. Do you agree with that?
No, I don't agree with that because Democrats, you know, Michael Bennett has voted 100% with Polis. Crow, who has to go, has voted 100% with Polis. The Democrats are very good at making sure you stay in line. You know, they talk about how the Republicans are the Nazis, but in reality, it's the ideology of the left that says you will be this or you will be canceled.
Well, Joan, I appreciate what you're doing out there on the ground, going around and knocking on doors. I hope you're knocking on some Republican doors for GOTV, but I hope you're also changing some unaffiliated minds as well. And I appreciate you getting us kicked off on this conversation.
Well, thanks for talking to me.
Always.
I usually wait until later in the week because I like to listen and see how things develop. But so this is my 1 week call, and there you go.
Joan, I appreciate it. You did a great job, as always. I appreciate, too, that we don't always agree, but you want to continue to have the conversation. And whatever friends of yours are telling you, hey, there's no need to talk to that guy anymore, he doesn't think like we do, and you're not going to change his mind, that just doesn't feel like America. It also doesn't feel like talk radio, but I think you probably already know that. Joan's line is open at 303-696-1971. Going to keep up with the phone lines by going to Ben and Morrison. Ben, what do you think?
Yeah, hey, how's it going, George?
Good, good. How are you doing?
Good. You know, I'm a left-leaning independent, and I would typically be somebody that would actually very strongly consider Joe O'Dea had the Republican Party not been just taken over by wackadoodles in the last few years.
You wouldn't vote for Joe now because of the party?
Yeah.
Because why does that impact your decision-making?
Because they've done a lot of things to pervert the Constitution. But my main thing on that is like the Merrick Garland situation where they didn't even give him a hearing. If you don't like the candidate, then okay, give him a hearing and then vote him down. But that was a real perversion in our system that Mitch McConnell pulled. And I don't want to give them the reins to do that stuff again. There's a new bill that's going forward that Liz Cheney and what's the Democrat's name? Loeffler, I think, that just got introduced that is going to shore up some of the things if it passes that, you know, will make it so a vice president, for example, can't just deny election results. And until some of that stuff gets fixed and some of these things that Republicans have been trying to do to basically pervert our system of democracy, I can't vote for Republicans.
So you would reject the individual because of their party affiliation. You would vote party line, it sounds like.
I will until Republicans get their house in order.
But doesn't that require, Ben, electing Republicans who would help get the house in order? I mean, if that's your position, don't you need a Joe O'Dea to get elected so he has the ability to make whatever changes you think are necessary to win you back?
No, I think what needs to happen is MAGA needs to lose so substantially that the Republican Party needs to do a reassessment and say, hey, this isn't a successful strategy anymore. We need to stop like putting these guys on the ballot. is that if they lose and just get the snot kicked out of them, then they're going to reassess
Ben, let me just play this out for you. Let's say November comes and goes, and at the end of the day, none of the Republican senatorial nominees, whether they were endorsed by Trump or not, win, versus Joe O'Day wins. He's the only Republican nominee for Senate that Trump hasn't endorsed, and the rest of them lose. Don't you think those are very different narratives with very different outcomes for the future?
Those are. But
so then why wouldn't you say, I will support the guy that represents the things that I think are most important here, and that is there needs to be a change. I think this guy represents change, rather than I'm going to punish all Republicans. By the way, this is how I lost in 2018. I'm going to punish all Republicans because they're all part of the Trump world.
Because it's a risky assessment to take. And, you know, Herschel Walker, Mehmet Oz, some of the people, Pennsylvania, what's the governor running up there? I mean,
yeah, Mastriano, who's, by the way, a drag officer. Don't hold that against him. But there's no way you can influence those elections. And to punish Joe O'Day in Colorado for whatever missteps you perceive were taken in other states, that just seems short-sighted, doesn't it, Ben? You are, I know this because you've called in a bunch and I love it. You're more thoughtful than that. This feels very much more emotional than it is pragmatic.
I think it is pragmatic because I'm wanting to purge MAGA out of the Republican Party. I have friends
by defeating
who are very
the non-MAGA Republicans.
By keeping MAGA out of the majority in the Senate.
Buddy, I worry about that a ton, man, especially with the president being in charge and having the ability to really have anyone he wants confirmed without really any scrutiny that we've become historically used to here. That's just a tough one, isn't it?
It was Republicans that pulled the nuclear option on the Supreme Court. It was Republicans that really screwed up and kind of perverted
the
way
the nuclear option on the Supreme Court.
Used to have 60 votes in order to get a Supreme Court nominee through the system, and then they changed that.
I'm pretty positive, Ben, that whole 60 vote rule went out the window with the Dems. That wasn't us. That was the Dems.
No, they changed that with federal judges in 2014. And that was federal judges, but not Supreme Court nominees. And they were doing that because Republicans were obstructing pretty much every single Supreme Court or every single federal judge that was nominated by Democrats in 2014. But it wasn't Supreme Court justices. So tit for tat. But
maybe. But it sounds like the judiciary had been 60 votes top to bottom until the Dems blew it up. And I'm not saying they don't have explanations or excuses for it, but they did it. But I get it. We're here now. And Ben, what I appreciate about the phone call is your candor in telling us where you stand, but also how it's going to impact your vote. I just disagree, man. Even if you think, hey, MAGA Republicans got to go the way of the dodo, you do far more harm to that process. What you do is you take away the argument from, let's call them, I'm making this term up, the non-MAGA Republicans. You take away from them the argument that, hey, look, everybody else that Trump threw his arms around lost, but not Joe O'Day. The one guy Trump didn't throw his arms around, that dude won. That is a far more compelling argument than, hey, Republicans were rejected everywhere. It just feeds a different narrative. And Ben, you and I are going to disagree on that. By the way, love the fact that you listen, even though that you're not a center-right guy, and I love that you continue to participate. I appreciate that. Ben's line is open at 303-696-1971. Ron, everybody else, I promise I'll get to you. I do want to tell you before we cut away to a break about an issue that really should also be part of the conversation that goes on for these statewide elected offices. And I've heard one question asked about it at one attorney general forum, and of course it was Club 20 where it matters. That's water. And when I say it matters, one thing I took for granted growing up here on the Front Range was that we take water from the Western Slope and divert it to help satisfy our needs and our desires. That is a source of real tension over there on the Western Slope. The organization in Colorado that has to figure out a way to manage the Western Slope, the Front Range, and the ag community on the plains, the one that does all that, keeps the peace, but also keeps as much water as we're legally entitled to, that's the Colorado Farm Bureau. And they need you. They need you not to just be smarter on the water issue as it continues to play a bigger and bigger role in politics. And I promise you it will. But they also need you to join their ranks, because as they get bigger and they can show more broad-based support across the state, the more the politicians who do figure out a way to win and get into office are going to listen to them when they say, this is what we need to do. These folks have been geniuses at figuring out a way to reuse the water that we owe down the road a ton. They've done a ton of that great work, and they'll continue to do it. But strength in numbers. So go out there to the website, ColoradoFarmBureau.com. Check it out. Also, sign up for what they do. You'll get informed on a regular basis about the work that they're doing and how you can make a difference as well. If water matters to you, then join them. If water doesn't matter to you, maybe you should move to the desert or something like that, like Arizona is. But the water that we have doesn't get to stay here without a great deal of effort. It doesn't get to stay here and be used as much as it is right now without the Colorado Farm Bureau. Check them out at thecoloradofarmbureau.com. Ron, everybody else, 303-696-1971. Text coming in. Talking about Ben's call and some of these other issues that we have. What role here should Trump play in this election? Should the candidates in Colorado throw their arms around Trump, and will it make a difference? I've had a lot of people come and say, I can't vote for Joe because he's not a Trump guy. Really? Really? Call in and defend for me how you make the statement that voting for O'Day is just like voting for. Please defend that to me. 303-696-1971. George Brockler, George Show, 710 KNUS. George Brockler right here with a little bit of a Sixth Avenue heartache on 710 KNUS. Got a bunch of texts that have come in here, and here it is. There is someone who been texting back and forth with who said, I can't ever vote for Joe O'Day. I'm trying to find this right one. Here's one, blah, blah, blah. Did Ben ever serve? I don't know. I don't care. That's not really relevant. It says, Ben wants crime and taxes and fees and failing policies. That was the Dems. Listen, I get it. Ben doesn't probably have the same ideology as the vast majority of the listeners out there. Probably me either. But I respect a guy or gal who disagrees but is willing to pick up the phone and call in and have a conversation about it. I mean, there's a lot of texters out there who may not be able to call because they're in a place where they can't use the phone. But there are a lot of texters and emailers out there, and maybe even folks who haven't done either, who could not bring themselves to pick up the phone and have the conversation slash debate on the air. It's really what makes this show different, by the way. There are other AM radio stations that have talk radio. They may even touch on some of these topics. They do not engage listeners the way we engage listeners right here on 710 KNUS, or specifically even the George Show. If you want talk at you radio, that's a different one. So I encourage people to want to call in. I love that Joan calls in from Lakewood. Joan and I clearly don't see eye to eye on the stolen election stuff or the Trump stuff, but she's got the guts to come in and say, this is what I think, and I'm going to back up what I have to say. Ben, clearly, I don't see eye to eye with Ben on much of the Republican ideology stuff, but Ben is an informed voter who's willing to listen to the show, call in and say, here's what I think. I'm willing to defend what I'm going to say. Man, you got to love that. One, thank you, America. But two, thank you, 710 KNUS, for doing that. So pick up the phone and make it happen. Here's some text. Here's one. So having a rhino in the Senate is the same as having another Democrat in the Senate. I wrote, not even close. This guy or gal says we disagree. There is, and I've already explained this, there's no chance Republican Joe O'Day is fungible with Democrat Michael Bennett in the United States Senate next year. And if you believe that, and forgive me, it's ignorant. You may think from a principled standpoint, I'm not getting what I want out of Joe O'Day, and he loves Trump just as much as Bennett does, which is to say not at all. Who cares? Who cares? We're not the party of Donald Trump. Donald Trump claims to be a Republican. He's a registered Republican, got to serve as president as a Republican. All of that stuff is true. The Republican Party is not Donald Trump. I don't care if Joe O'Day loves or hates Donald Trump. What I care about is this guy going to go there and defend what fleeting liberty we have at the hands of the progressives in Congress. That's what I care about. Is this dude going to vote to confirm for a Supreme Court justice somebody who's more like Sotomayor or Kagan or someone more like Alito or Gorsuch? That's what I care about. Is this guy going to vote to pass on more rules and regulations and the end of the combustion engine? Is this guy going to do that? Or is he going to vote for something that makes a little more sense for America and Colorado? And if you think, this texter, if you think that his votes would be the same as Michael Bennett's, you're not paying attention, man. No offense meant, but you're not paying attention. That just isn't true. Ben is never voting Republican. O'Day is not a MAGA candidate, but he lumps him in with Trump. I think that's true. George, you losing the election is why I question the integrity of the Colorado election. There's nobody who has a greater stake in wanting the election in 2018 to have been stolen than the guy you're listening to right now. But I don't believe it. My ego wants it to be true, let alone I love to be the attorney general. We would have had a very different last 4 years, as you can imagine. It just didn't happen, man. Voters get to have their way, and I think they did. And that's all there is to it. 303-696-1971. Ron, you're on 710 KNUS. What do you think, Ron?
Hey, I am so stoked over O'Day, and I'm so excited. When I saw one of his commercials, the tagline at the bottom, he said he puts country over party. That, to me, that seals the deal. That's what I want. I am so tired of this partisan bickering. You know, one of the guys on the other side of the ledger who I respect a lot, and
yeah,
he's let me down a few times, is Joe Manchin.
Well, Joe was good. You're right. Joe was really good until he went really bad. And that was recently on
some of these
bills. You're right about that.
But he could have gone bad earlier. I mean, he seems to be a thinking person and trying to weigh everything when he makes his decision. It's not always the right decision, but that's what I like about O'Day. And I don't understand the MAGA crowd. They're the definition of the term I heard when I was a kid, narrow-minded. They're so narrow in their approach to problem solving. No pragmatic thought process is taking place. And that may come back to bite us all.
It's an emotional vote. It's an emotional, personality-driven vote that seems to be tied more to President Trump than to any principles of the party. And those are not the same thing. And I think for some folks, it's the belief that he is still the president because he really got elected. I don't believe that. It's not even a close call for me. I just haven't seen it. I don't want to re-debate that. But part of it, too, is I think a belief that only he can fix the problems that we have in government and in the country. And I think he proved he can do a lot of things that a lot of politicians won't. I believe that. But he didn't fix the things that needed to be fixed. Where's the wall, man? I mean, he didn't get the wall finished. And there's a lot of reasons for that, some of which are outside of his control. But that didn't happen either. I mean, he did some great things, don't get me wrong. But I think for some voters, they are so wrapped up in Donald Trump that he's become synonymous with the party. And so anyone who won't support Donald Trump is somehow now a rhino. And I mean, I'd be interested to know, Ron, what someone's definition of rhino is. What are those core Republican principles that make Joe O'Day a rhino? You could say the abortion position he doesn't hold the way most. I get it. What else? What's the other thing?
Well, I know, you know, like my son-in-law, if you voted at any time against the Republican line, you were a rhino. That's, to me, that's not what a rhino is. A rhino is somebody like, who's that gentleman who just switched parties up north here in the state?
Kevin Priola.
From Republican
Kevin
to Democrat.
Priola.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, there was a rhino even before he switched.
Actually, you know what? That is maybe the perfect example. Ron, you've hit the nail on the head. If you want to look for a rhino, Kevin Priola was a rhino. And frankly, I think that was being said way back when he was still a Republican. That's a guy who was a Democrat through and through, with two exceptions, I'd say, with two exceptions. One, he is a Second Amendment guy. That matters. And he's a pro-life guy, and that matters too. How a dude who is pro-life and Second Amendment can then join forces with a party that has avowed to dismantle the Second Amendment and who doesn't believe in pro-life, I don't know how you do that. But I think the rhino label, Ron, you've probably hit it. That's the best example.
Yeah. You know, and there's other people like Murkowski, Liz Cheney. She's a sellout. But there's other Republicans that have not always supported Trump on every vote, but in principle, they've supported the Republican goals.
Well, and Ron, to that end, can I ask you about the Liz Cheney thing? I get that Liz has turned on the president, no doubt about it, right? She and Adam Kinzinger on that 1-6 committee out there that's really very, very lopsided. But having said that, other than the Trump stuff that she's done, why do you think she's a rhino? Like, other than that, what has she done to leave the principles of the party?
I think she's kind of carrying the water for the Democrats and giving legitimacy to the January 6th commission.
That's still more of the Trump stuff. But outside of that, like, can you think of, and I can't, I'm not trying to stump you, I can't think of another vote she has taken outside of the Trump January 6th stuff that is different than I guess I would have wanted to see a Republican take.
No, she was fairly supportive. I wouldn't call her a rhino up to the January 6th commission. I wouldn't say she was an anti-Trumper, but something.
Well, and Ron, you may have hit upon something here. And you may have hit upon something. And somebody texted in and said, hey, tell your caller a rhino as a Republican that votes like a Democrat. Well, other than the Trump stuff, Liz Cheney hasn't. Is now the new definition of rhino, and Ron, I don't think you subscribe to this, but is the new definition of rhino just anyone who isn't supportive of President Trump?
A rhino is somebody who works aggressively to counter Trump and towards the goals of the mainstream GOP party.
That's interesting.
If you voted against Trump one time, does that make you a rhino? No.
But isn't that working against Trump? Isn't that working against Trump to defeat him, vote against him?
No.
It feels like you're voting against the dude to be president. If there's something more you or I could do to work against him, I don't know what it is. Ron, I should ask you, did you vote for President Trump the last two times you had the chance to?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Me too.
I was excited to do it. And if he runs, I'll do it again.
I'll be honest.
If
he becomes the Republican nominee and it's our current occupant of the White House or his vice president on that ticket, frankly, I can't think of anyone the Dems could put up that it would make me change my mind. But if Trump is the Republican nominee, I can't think of another person on the other side that would get me to vote for the party of those principles that they have put out there. I couldn't do it. No. I'd vote for Trump again.
Yeah, but he's got so much baggage and stains.
Dude is the Samsonite of luggage, man.
The media has destroyed him. You know, you talk to these young people who don't follow the news, they buy into the mainstream media, the lies and distortions. And I don't know.
Well, I appreciate it.
It's the mindset. I'll let you go.
Yeah, Ron, thank you. Great conversation. I appreciate the phone call. Sorry to get cut you. We're late here for a quick break, and I've got to do a couple things. One of them is to tell you about Gay Ribble. Now, I talk to you about Gay Ribble all the time. I tell you about the great stuff about her being passionate about adoption, which, you know, Joe O'Day also passionate about adoption. Joe O'Day would be, in my opinion, a Gay Ribble kind of person because they both know that adoption builds families, including their own. My own family was benefited by adoption in ways that I could never adequately express my gratitude for that option. But it's not just that she's a great person, right? And I want to work with great people. You want to work with someone who's also a subject matter expert in what they do and able to do great things for your pocketbook and for your dreams of getting out of your home for top dollar and getting into your dream home in this competitive market. And I don't care what the Fed does tomorrow. That's not true. Three quarters point or a point. I do care, but I don't care in terms of this advice because this market is only going to get more and more competitive. Whether it starts to slowly shift from a seller's market to a buyer's market doesn't matter. You need someone who can be great for you on both ends of that transaction, and that's Gay Ribble with Empower Home Team of Keller Williams Realty DTC. That's a mouthful, but you got to remember the Gay Ribble part and the Empower Home part. That's the part that you look up. When you look up gayhasthebuyers.com, G-A-Y-E, gayhasthebuyers.com, or you give her a call. Now, before I give you this phone number, and you need to call this number if you're in the market to sell or to buy or both, and that is because Gay will do something other realtors don't. She guarantees in writing to sell your home at the timing and at the value that you want, or they make it right with you. They pay you the difference. In some cases, I think they'd even agree to buy your house if they can't get it sold. That's what a Gay Ribble realtor does. And that's why you call 833-301-SOLD, 833-301-SOLD. Gay Ribble, gayhasthebuyers.com. When we come back, we're going to continue to get to the phone lines. Lots of texts coming in here, too. I'll respond to those as well. It's George Brockler on The George Show, 710-KNUS. George Brockway back with you here on 710 KNUS. Lots of texts that have come in here. Blah, 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 blah. Says maybe you should define fungible. And then this is, I guess this is in response to my request to have someone call in. Talking over people's heads does not make it easy to call in. I don't even know what that means. Am I using too big of words or something like that? Am I sounding pedantic? Yeah, go ahead and look that one up. He was the only one that kept his promises, and it is emotional. Trump kept his promises? The wall promise? Because that didn't happen. It started, no doubt, but it didn't happen. Mexico would pay for the wall? That didn't happen either. I mean, he was talking about a big old check. Nothing like that even got close. Now, again, that is not to criticize everything that he did, because I think he did some great things. And some other things, by the way, that some of the other Republican candidates on the stage running for president would have not gotten accomplished. It is not an all or nothing approach with the president. And for some, it is. So this, he's the only one that kept his promises, and it is emotional. It shouldn't be emotional. There should be nothing emotional about your casting a vote for a candidate. You may like that person. You may be inspired by them. But my God, I hope you're voting with your brain and not with your heart on these things. The October surprise is a recession and the 10 million media impressions a day that will blame the Republicans for it. It could be a recession, but there's no chance. In fact, I think it's the opposite. I think to the extent that we're in a recession or we're on its doorstep, the media will come up with every explanation in the world to not have it. Remember, it used to be. Two quarters of negative growth, two consecutive quarters. Once that happened, then we started hearing from all of these economists you've never heard of before saying, well, that's not really accurate because we have such strong job growth. Well, what they fail to tell you is that strong job growth is in comparison to the loss of jobs, the jobs we hemorrhaged during the pandemic and the government shutdown of the economy. So that's the environment in which you can have strong job growth and, oh, by the way, two consecutive quarters of negative growth. But so could it be a recession? Could be. But I don't think there's any chance anyone believes Republicans are responsible for this mess. It says, so in the final week, there will be upwards of 50 million media impressions worldwide blaming Republicans for the recession. How? We don't have our hands on a single lever of government. It would be hard. Not that they wouldn't try it. Here's one. Cheney has consistently said she is listening to her constituents. Okay, I get that. Here's one. Here's the talking over the people's heads. You are too brainy. Well, one, thank you. But two, that's not true. I'm not too brainy. If that's a way of saying I don't feel like I could comfortably debate an issue with you or defend myself. Listen, I'm not here to try to embarrass anyone. You can tell by the questions that I ask. I treat everybody with respect. There are some that make me cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. But the people that get the most acerbic and aggressive are the ones that are on the text because they don't have to have the back and forth. So I'm glad you're texting me, but call in, man. Pick up the phone, 303-696-1971. I will not mock you until after you've hung up. No, I'm kidding. I'm not going to do that either. There are just some things that people say that are indefensible. Nonetheless, I'm happy to have the conversation with you about these points too. Like, and I love the question that we started asking Ron in the last segment, what's a rhino? Because if it's someone who votes with the Democrats, that's not true of Liz Cheney. Liz Cheney's only act, it seems, of not being a Republican is to have taken on President Trump. Is that where we're at now? Is being a rhino, you just don't support President Trump or you actively oppose him? Even Ron struggled with a little bit of that. And by struggled, I mean he had actually come out and said, hey, if you're actively working against the president, President Trump, that feels rhino-y. Although voting against the president does not make you a rhino. That's interesting to me. But does it matter now as we head into November? And we had Joan from Lakewood call in, and I thought it was a great conversation to start having. And that was, hey, she's getting traction, she thinks, because of the ads that are being launched against her saying that she is a MAGA Republican, as opposed to a rhino. I don't know. If you asked me to bet, I would say that right now the gap is narrower between O'Day and Bennett than it is between Heidi and Polis. And why is that? I know they're different races with different folks, but why is that? Who do you think stands a better chance of winning in November? I think if Heidi had the resources that Polis had, and when I say resources, I'm not just talking about the money. I'm talking about resources like having a willing and complicit mainstream media. If she had that too, I think she wins, no question. But in this environment, folks, if Heidi can pull this thing off, it's like an earthquake, a political earthquake. The ground will shake in Colorado, and she will instantly be elevated to Kristi Noem-like status on the national stage. I believe that. Joe O'Dea, not quite the same thing, although if Joe O'Dea wins and every other one of those Trump-endorsed Senate candidates, and Joe O'Dea is not endorsed by President Trump, think about that. He's the one guy, and he's narrower in the polls than almost anyone else. Now, look, J.D. Vance in Ohio, I think, wins, if only because Mitch McConnell is spending $1 trillion to get him over the goal line. But Oz, I don't know, man. His goose may be cooked. Herschel could win, I guess, still, just because it's Georgia and it's Herschel Walker and he's like a demigod down there. Masters in Arizona, I don't know. I don't know if throwing your arms around President Trump during this, is that the path to victory, especially in Colorado? 303-696-1971. Here's one. I agree. You're not super smart, but I still like you. Thank you. Yeah, thanks. That does. If mom could text from the afterlife, that would have been her text. Yeah, it says, "LOL." Well, what do you call Republicans who actively oppose a Republican POTUS? I don't know, man. Maybe they're doing it out of principle. I mean, maybe it's an emotional vote. You remember we just had the texter that said it's an emotional vote for Trump because he did everything he promised to, which is inaccurate. Maybe that's an emotional vote. I have such a visceral reaction to a guy who treats women like he does, who says the things that he does, who has conducted his personal life in public the way that he has. I just can't vote for him. I get it. I get it, man. I got people in my family who feel the same way. Could not support a guy. Remember, dude was a pro-choice Democrat for much of his adult life. He only had whatever epiphany he had much later in life. I don't deny that people can have fundamental changes in what they believe in. But
he wasn't just a Democrat before the 2016 election.
What was he?
He also was a member of the Independent Party and a member of the Reform Party. He's been a card-carrying member of three other political parties, not the GOP. So far in his we know that going back to like early 90s.
Yeah,
so he's been a member of all three of those parties. First,
we can continue that conversation after the top of the hour. That is interesting. I did not remember those things. But before we cut away, and I got to do it quickly here, I want to tell you about Bingo Reverse Mortgage. And the reason I do is because with the Fed about to do what they're going to do, you may be asking yourself, if you're 55 and older, how do I save my retirement? Well, there's one company out there that's their goal is to save the American retirement. And that's our friends at Bingo Reverse Mortgage. You can find them at BingoReverseMortgage.com. These are the folks that have figured out how to tap into the equity that you've earned from paying your mortgage on time in this market, in your house. Don't let that money just sit there going to waste. Use it to take some of the sting out of inflation. Use it to figure out a way to get to that retirement where you've got the safety net that you deserve, that you have earned. It's your right. Go out there and get them to help you do it. 720-541-5545. You get a $750 refund of the appraisal with if you mention that I sent you. Call reverse. I'm sorry. Bingo Reverse Mortgage. We'll talk about them at the top of the hour, too. It's me, George Brockler, 710-KNUS.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.